This is Mrs. Terrily. That's T-E-R-R-I-E-L-Y. First name is R-O-S-E-E-T-T-E. Or two E's at the end. Date of visit is today, which is 8/26. Face-to-face evaluation. Date of birth is 9/11/1982. This 40-year-old woman currently on hospice with COPD, end-stage core pulmonary, volume overload, sleep apnea, severe, is being evaluated for face-to-face today. Peering epigraph, patient continues to weaken. Patient sleeps on the floor because she doesn't have the strength to get up in a bed, period. She used to have a blow-up mattress, but she says it's too hard to keep the mattress inflated because of her weight. She suffers from morbid obesity, and for this reason, she chooses to sleep on the floor, period. She has she's on 4-liter oxygen NEB treatment. I believe she would benefit from a CPAP because she has had sleep apnea severe, and that is in the process of being set up at this time, period. She lives with her family, her son, who is her primary caregiver. She has a KPS score of 40%, period. Since last visit, her activity has been more limited. She's more short of breath, and she continues to do poorly on hospice, period. She's at a high risk of sudden death, which she realizes that her core pulmonary causes lower extremity edema. Her edema causes her to have difficulty moving, especially with pulmonary hypertension, and which is contributing to her shortness of breath, period. She continues to be hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. We're in the process of getting patients started on her CPAP to give her some support and increased and a better life quality of life while she's on this earth and alive. Thank you. Oh, incidentally, patient's recent axillary hydradenitis, HIDRADENITIS, have now resolved. Thank you.